I don't know.
I'm not quite sure if you come here.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
What?
I can hear it perfectly.
I was listening to your recording.
Yes.
It sounds different for me.
Yes.
I suppose it is a machine.
No.
The machine, huh?
Yes.
Sometimes
yes.
It doesn't make good recording. I don't know.
No.
It is all right, huh?
Oh,
you
yes.
hear.
Yes.
Only sometimes I'm not quite sure, you know,
no.
if my voice
yes.
makes register, you
yes.
know? Is that what you say, register?
Yes, register.
I have to stop and think of words.
Leslie, have you pressed the button?
Yes, I pressed the button.
Good.
What did you say to me?
I asked Leslie if he had pressed the button for recording.
Oh, the button. Yes. You mean for the machine,
yes,
huh?
Yes, for recording.
Well. And perhaps this afternoon?
Yes.
I will try very hard,
good
and
job.
The children too, you know.
Yes.
We would like to get a good, clear recording
yes.
today,
yes.
so you can play it for Gladys.
Yes.
You take it for her to her, huh?
Yes, that's right.
And she can listen.
Yes.
I like her very much. She's a good friend.
Yes.
And she's very psychic.
She tells me that she is going to Bournemouth for her holidays.
To where?
Bournemouth. Seaside place.
Ah, yeah.
On the south coast.
When?
Next month. And she has got some friends in the broadcasting business.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm going to talk to them about your tape.
You mean they will play it?
Yes.
On the air?
Yes, in broadcasting. There's a Bournemouth radio there.
I see.
Yes.
You don't mind, huh?
No. So she said...
That will mean thousands of people
yes.
will hear me
yes.
talking to
yes.
you
yes, exactly.
from here.
Yes.
Huh? I think a lot of people will find it very difficult
she said,
to understand.
Well, I don't want to write about it. I will talk to them personally
uh-huh.
and see what happens.
Well, it will be very interesting.
Mm.
I hope they will do it
yes.
because a lot of people will be helped by it, huh?
It will be a beginning.
Well, I hope so. One time I thought you were going to do a book.
Mm.
I say, I thought you were going to write a book.
Yes.
No?
The broadcasting.
No. I say, I thought you
yes.
were going to write a book.
Yes.
No?
Mm.
No?
Yes.
When?
I don't know. When?
You are getting lazy.
Yes.
It would be very nice
yes.
if you could write a book about you and me
yes.
and you put all the conversation in, you know.
Yes.
It would be very interesting for people
yes.
because there is so little
yes.
in our country, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Very little, and it would help people
but
if you would publish.
In Sweden, a book like that will never sell.
No?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
You mean people would not read it?
No.
They would not want
that,
to know?
Do you know that I tried my hardest for Leslie's book, Voices in the Dark, to be translated into Swedish and published there?
No.
No.
But everyone, I don't know, people...
The best of publishers said that a book like that would have very little circulation and it would be a loss.
Well, I don't know. But everyone... If everyone knew of this,
yeah.
it would make such a difference in the world and
yeah.
in our country.
But you see, the trouble is the materialism is so strong in Sweden.
I know. Everything is very different.
Yeah.
You know, I do know. I come and stay with you a lot, and
yeah.
I know what goes on in your mind, and
yeah.
everything is so changing in Sweden.
Yeah.
Everything is so much more expensive.
Yeah.
We used to think it was very expensive before.
Yeah.
Now it is how many times more? Twice, three?
No.
Much more expensive than when I was with you.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I don't think it is right, you know. People don't get, you know. I suppose if you've got a very good work, you know,
yeah.
and you get a big raise in salary to keep
yes.
up with it.
Yes,
but not for people
on
your
lots of people
fixed income.
Yes, but there are lots of people today who have no work.
No.
And
a lot of people out of work.
And for them it is a tragedy.
I think it is terrible.
No.
I am, you know, I am sad in a way, but I am so pleased I am here. I look forward to you coming out of it.
Yes, exactly.
Then you won't have any more worry.
No, that's right.
And we will be together with the children.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I look forward to it.
I know, me too, but I don't know how long I have to wait.
Yes.
I think I have to be much more patient.
Yes.
I don't think there is any sign of you coming.
Yes.
Not yet. Perhaps later. Huh? Well,
yes.
Of course, eventually.
Yes.
But I think you're good for some years. I don't
yes,
know.
I feel that
I always feel with you when the time comes. It will be peaceful and quiet.
Oh,
you know? I don't get no illness or
no.
nothing.
No.
I'm sure I am right in this, you know.
Yes.
I think you would just wake up over here.
Yes. Because, you know, I'm absolutely alone in the world as far as I'm
concerned. What are you going to do with everything when you leave?
Well, it doesn't matter once I have left.
No, but
but
you know,
so long as I'm living, I hold it together.
I know, but
but that will go in the family.
Well, I hope so.
Yes.
I don't want you to come here and have any worry
no,
about
no,
things
there cannot
behind.
Be any worries, darling,
you know, because
come
people
over
do, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes people over here, for a time, they are concerned
yeah.
about the condition and the things they
yeah.
did not do, and you know,
yeah.
it is bad. It is
yeah.
best to come with a clear mind,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
not to have anything to worry about what you did or did not do,
yeah.
or left undone, you know. People do worry about these things.
So I think once we are together.
Oh, I know. I don't think you will think
no,
too much about material things.
I won't worry one minute.
I suppose some mom will come in and clear away everything.
Yes,
eh?
Yes exactly.
Well, then it won't matter.
No.
Oh, it is wonderful to talk with you again.
Oh,
I can't
yes.
tell you how thrilled it makes me. When I know you are coming, I think, today, you know?
Yes.
I know it sounds perhaps strange.
I was just telling Leslie that the next time I come to London in November, it will be your birthday.
The 21st?
It will be your birthday.
Well, you are coming to London
in November?
Yes. That means you will be here for my anniversary?
Exactly.
Oh, that is a very nice arrangement.
Yes. Yes.
How did you manage it? You must have pulled a string.
No.
Huh? You are funny. You always seem to manage everything so well.
No.
You always were good at it.
You see?
You know the little surprises you used to give me?
No.
Sometimes, little things you used to
no.
do. I often think of those days
yes.
when we were together.
Yes. We manage everything
nicely. We were very happy.
Yes.
It was a wonderful arrangement.
Yes.
And it's going to continue. Oh, dear, dear. I don't know. I get so excited.
No, but darling, you must not be.
I know it is very stupid of me, but I think of all sorts of things, you know, that I should say to you before you come. I say to myself, I must say this, I must say that, and sometimes when the time comes, it's as if everything goes.
Yes.
When you start to talk to me, unless you ask me questions, and that helps because it makes me think, you know, to answer, you know. I think it is a good thing, you know, to keep up. It's like a telephone.
Yes.
You know, like a telephone.
Yes.
But when I come and talk with you,
yes.
you can't see me.
No.
I am fortunate I can see you, but you know, you just hear my voice and
yes.
and I often wonder, you know, sometimes it must be like a telephone
yes.
because
of course it is.
You know,
yes.
except in
yes.
you don't have to put the money in the machine.
No.
You know,
but
it is very funny, you know, when you think about it, you know. Being able to talk like this, some people must think you are mad.
But
I wonder why it is that people don't understand. Everything is in the Bible, and
yes.
we all know that there is a life to come. If
yes.
there is no life to come, what would be the point of religion?
Yes.
And yet people are so narrow,
yes.
they talk about these things in church,
yes.
and they talk about miracles and all sorts of things.
Yes.
And all the great teachers and all the great prophets, they knew of this truth.
Yes.
And yet today people are so materialistic. They cannot see or understand anything.
But
to do with the spiritual things.
I'm afraid until the world passes on to bad times, people won't.
Oh, but then surely you are in bad times now.
Yeah.
The world is in shocking times.
Much worse than what they are today, I think.
Is that possible? I suppose so.
Yes. And until then, they
you know, we have great fear for the world, you know?
Yes.
The way the world is, there's so much hatred and nation against nation, people against people, and all the time they are, what you say, making these terrible bombs.
Yes.
I mean, it is frightening.
Yes.
I mean, if anything like that happened, it would devastate the world.
Yes.
And yet no one seems to, I don't know, I suppose people think about it, but I suppose there's nothing they feel they can do.
No.
But what is wrong with people, the governments? They must know that these things are dangerous if they can happen accidentally.
Yeah, people themselves are ruining this world, polluting everything God made.
Oh, I am so thrilled and happy to be away from it. I would not bother to come back if it were not for you.
No,
you are the only reason why I come back to your side of life.
Yes,
I would not want to come back at all if it were not for you.
No,
just the children and I. We just look forward and wait patiently for the time when you come.
Yes, sir.
This will come sooner, you know. But, well, we know. We are happy because we know it cannot be too long. Maybe a few years, I don't know. I wish it were next week. But it is not so to be, huh?
No.
You are too healthy, that is your trouble.
No. I'm trying to help Leslie with his
I know. It is a wonderful thing that he does.
Yes.
And it would be nice if he could stay many years on your side to help people.
But
of course the time will come when he will also have to leave.
Yes.
And then I wonder, who will be? I mean, it will be all right for us, but we will be here.
There is no one to take Leslie.
No, it is so much nicer. You know, a long time ago, oh, perhaps you forget. I tried to contact you elsewhere, you know, with other people, other medium.
Yes.
It was all right, but not the same.
Not the same.
Oh, no, no.
No.
If we are going to talk to you, really talk to you, this is what is important.
Yes.
When I've had to try and send messages via other mediums, I get terribly anxious, they get confusion, and sometimes they don't get it right, you know.
It's what they call second hand.
I know, and it wants me. You don't want me second hand.
No, that's right.
Although you appreciate what people do, so do I. But to be able to come and speak to you like this from this side is the most marvelous thing. I can never say how much it means to me, and I know to you.
I suppose your mother is now convinced.
But she cannot help herself.
Ah.
She is here, so how can she doubt it? But she has no desire to come back.
No, no, of course not.
But that applies to many people.
Well, because she has no children who
there is no reason for her to come.
No.
And she's quite happy and content here. And of course, we are often together, but we don't live together.
No.
But I see her from time to time. It is that I am so concerned for us. You know, all my life, all my time here, I think, you know, about the future with you and the children here. And everyone here is so wonderful. I have so many friends, you know, and all manner and kind of people. Not just only people I knew, but all manner and kind of people I met here. And some of them who helped us, though you don't know about it, when we were able to make contact like this, or different people who work close, you know, but they don't often speak when you come here because they know that it is just me that you want. And they are very good, you know.
Yes.
They stand one side, you know, so that I can come.
But do you ever make contact with those people who helped you, like Marconi and John Bell and...
Oh, yes,
Erickson.
Of course, but you know,
and
they do a lot of wonderful work from this side, scientific work.
Ah.
And they are trying desperately to find a method, you know, of communication between your world and our world in a mechanical way, in a scientific way.
Because that would be the biggest breakthrough.
I know, because they feel, you know, there will be sometime a method of communication where you will be able to switch on and switch off, you know, rather like a television or radio or something like that, you know, or a telephone. But whether they will ever completely do away with mediums, I don't know.
No.
I suppose every medium, different kind of medium, has served their purpose. But whether the human element will be necessary, I suppose it will, to some extent. I don't think you can ever completely eradicate, is that the word? The medium, you know? I don't know, but all I know is that I'm quite happy and quite thrilled and satisfied to be able to come and talk with you in this fashion. This suits me. It is as good as one can ever hope for, as far as I am concerned. I mean, perhaps when you are here, perhaps many years to come, they will have some mechanical, I don't know, some scientific way of being able to tune in. But, when man can go to the moon, well, why not? After all, we are in a sense often nearer to you than the moon. And you don't have to send out a vehicle to get onto our plane. We can come down to you. I think the whole thing is to do with vibration. I think the whole thing is to do with the atmospheric conditions and I think sound waves, you know. I don't think man has discovered what sound can be altogether. Yes, of course, all right, man has found out certain things, but all around the earth there are sounds of which man has no knowledge, you know. I think one day they will discover something that will make it possible for us to communicate, you know, direct, you know. But I'm quite happy at the moment to be like this, to be able to talk with you.
Oh, yes, darling.
Oh, I wish I could come and kiss you. I suppose one day, who knows? But when you come here, yes, that will be so. Ah, I wish I understood something, sir. But enough to tell you, but words, they don't seem to always fit. I have to stop and think and concentrate on words. And there's so much in my heart that I want to talk about.
Yes, darling.
But I love you. The children are very close.
Is Britta settled now?
What did you say?
Is Britta settled?
Oh, she is settled. Yes, settled, yes.
Hmm?
Very, very much happier.
Does she accept the spirit life reality?
Of course. But how can you imagine that when a person is here that they cannot accept it?
Oh, but there are some people who go about sort of believing that they are not dead even.
Well, yes, that is true in a way, but I think the realization comes very quickly once they are aware and conscious of their new way of life, and they are all helped, and you know. Of course, you sometimes do get some people who are very narrow and cling to old ideas, you know, and they live in a community, you might say, who think the same. And it is not easy for them at first perhaps to change. But everyone has to realize that this is so. We are more alive now than ever we were. People talk about being dead. We are not dead.
No.
We are more vital now, more alive,
more
able, more capable in so many ways. We have changed to some extent, I suppose, yes, but we are not so very different to when you remember us. No? I mean, I look very much the same, but I look a bit younger, I suppose.
Yes, much younger.
And when you come here, you will be a very young man. You will look so fine, you know. You are a very well-preserved, elderly man, but when you come here, you will be a very young, attractive man.
Yes.
I shall have to keep an eye on you. I am joking. Yes. There is nothing like that here.
No.
Everyone has great understanding, great realization and sympathy one for another. There is no hatred, no malice, no jealousy, no pettiness here.
Yeah.
It is a world where love is supreme.
And
it is a perfected love.
Yeah. Have you made friends with your neighbors in the spirit world?
Oh, of course.
Have you?
Of course. But we are all one big family. That is difficult perhaps for you to realize, but I think one of the first things you understand when you come here is that you cannot live to yourself alone.
No.
You must give of yourself completely to others. And although you retain the old self in a way, you know, you retain your personality, you retain your character to a great extent. Of course, there are subtle changes, but the point is that we do not live to oneself.
No.
On earth, sometimes people unconsciously perhaps are selfish. They live for one person, or they live for for themselves. Well, it is all right as far as it goes, but, yes. You know, we are all part of each other.
That's
all
right.
Humanity is the same.
Yes.
We are all animated, that's the word, I don't know,
yes.
By the same spirit, you know.
Yes.
We are all sharing the same spiritual realization of things.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could speak well and tell you all the things that I have learned, all the things I want you to
yes.
know.
Yes.
All I can tell you is that nothing can separate us.
Oh, thank God.
And while love exists, we shall always be together. And since love is eternal, there can never be any separation.
It's lovely to know that.
But, you know, we will find interest and work. You will,
yes.
I will, I have.
Yes.
And with the children.
Yes.
Oh, I know there's so much holds for us to come, you know, so
yes.
much in the future for us, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, it is difficult, I think, for people to realize what the future is,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
The future, you cannot put time to it.
No,
you know,
no.
When you
are
on earth, people talk, religious people talk about eternal life.
Yes.
And one's mind, when you say eternity, which means going on forever and ever and ever,
yes.
with no end,
no.
one cannot comprehend it.
No.
But when you realize that there are thousands of different states of being,
yes.
and that one evolves gradually from one condition of life to another, to a higher level of consciousness and a more awareness,
yes.
So it becomes a reality.
Yes.
And time is as nothing to us. We don't have years and weeks and months.
No.
We don't even think of time,
no.
as you
no, naturally. Yes.
We have a form of time, but it is not as you understand it.
Yes.
Oh, I wish sometimes I could put into words so much that I had intended and would like to speak to you about. All I can repeat is that love makes all things possible. And it is your love
yes.
and my love
yes,
that has made this possible for
yes.
us to communicate.
Yes,
and you know, there are sometimes people who sit with a medium such as this, you know, and they don't achieve very much. They don't have
no.
much satisfaction from
no.
it, and they cannot understand why. But it is often themselves.
Yes.
It is love that makes links like this possible
exactly.
between
yes.
us, you know.
Yes.
If only people would realize
yes.
that it is only when there is a great love that we are able to achieve success
yes.
like this.
Yes.
It is our love that has made this possible between us, huh?
Yes, I know.
Oh, I had so much wanted today to come, and I have so looked forward to it today.
Mm.
I know the day is past, but I know you have interest too when you are here. And you have friends, which is nice.
Yes.
And you go to see Gladys today, and I will concentrate,
yes.
and the children will concentrate very hard on trying to get a picture. But who knows? If it is to be, it will be, huh?
Oh, yes.
Ah. Oh, dear. I
because it will be a fitting compliment to direct voice if there are clear pictures of you and the children.
Oh, that would be the perfect answer
to
people who are
skeptical,
because they could not explain away a photograph taken under conditions whereby they are recognizable pictures of me and the children. Ah, we keep on hoping, but I shall do everything in my power. The children, bless them, send you all their love and blessings. They are so happy when you come here with me. But you know, always they say to me, no, you talk, you talk. Papa, Dada wants you to talk, you know.
Right.
But they are such good children.
Yes.
But anyway, I have to go in a minute. I think the power is waning. But you know, it has been marvelous this morning. And I will be with you this afternoon. And we will do everything in our power.
Isn't Peter going to talk?
I don't know. It is getting late.
No.
No. Wait a moment. I don't know.
Papa. Yes, darling. Yes, I want to hear you.
I can only stay a second or so, just to let you know I'm here with Mama.
Yes.
We're all here together, and
yes.
we all want you to know of our nearness. Well, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall all be with you this afternoon. Sabella sends all her love and blessings. Mummy is so marvelous. You know, we always feel that she should do all the speaking.
Yes.
She's so good at it. But I'm very happy to come just for a few moments, give you all my love and all my blessings. I'll be with you this afternoon. God bless. Bye bye.
Yes. Bye bye.
And I think they do very well, don't you?
Yes, darling.
Bye bye, darling.
Bye. Bye-bye.
And keep your chin up and don't get down in the dumps. Mm. Take care of yourself. Give my love to Gladys.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Well, they did awfully well. She was marvellous this morning, I thought.
Yeah.
She was so informative, too.
Yeah.
She was so clear.
Yes.